Welcome to NBC News with me, Naomi Belcher, who will accompany you from the beginning to the end. On today's news topic, I will be talking about what is going on the UK right now because of the COVID-19. When will the lockdown end? Will COVID-19 become worse? There are so many questions that I will be discussing to you today on this episode. So, keep listening and just enjoy it. There are many questions that cause people worry and confuse. COVID-19 has caused so many struggles for people in this world. Patients are increasing every time, and so are the death numbers of people. That is why we are in lockdown, to avoid the numbers who keeps getting higher and higher every day. However, Boris Johnson has announced that our final lockdown will be end on the 21st of June. What a good news, isn't it? In order to make this plan success, people have to cooperate by following the rules. One of the common questions from people who has been wondering this time is how long can COVID-19 symptom last? So this is the answer for you guys who have been wondering about these questions. The symptoms is a long-term effect. COVID-19 symptoms can sometimes persist for months. The virus can damage the lungs, heart, and brain, which increases the risk of long-term health problems. Most people who have coronavirus disease recover completely within a few weeks. Right, on today's news, there is one of our special guests who I have invited to be with us. She is a student from USB College. Her name is Rose Maria, and I am going to ask her a few questions about COVID-19. So, Rose Maria, I am going to ask you a few questions. Are you alright about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first question is, what are the key COVID-19 recommendations to stay safe?
The government has advised that we stay more than 3 meters apart from people when you walk down the street or when you go to shops or other public places, wearing a mask and sanitizing or washing your hands a lot with very short intervals of time in between to ensure that you have full protection. Also, staying in very small groups of people.
Alright. Well, yeah, actually, that is true. So, the second question is, what causes of COVID-19 do you think?
I think the cause of COVID-19 is the pandemic, the virus that's going around that apparently originated in Wuhan, China, and has rapidly spread around the globe. Recently, we've been told that it is it spreads through air, through the nasal and the airways. That's why we have to wear masks. And those are the causes.
Makes sense. So there are so many people who has been wondering about your opinion of like what are the key habits to prevent COVID-19. Maybe people can know after you answer.
Just keeping your distance in general. Of course, during the pandemic, it means you have to be extra careful with who you're spending time with. And everybody got to go out with their friends at one point, but you have to keep in mind that it's a dangerous time that we're living in. Obviously, wearing your mask, using a new one every time you go out. sanitizing your hands when you touch anything foreign to you, and washing your hands when you get home. Oh, and don't forget, disinfect your phones, people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, that's it, guys. So, there is going to be a last question I'm going to ask you, right? So, what is your opinion about this time? Like, do you think COVID-19 will end before 2022?
I mean, from my political perspective, I don't think so. The economic backlash is going to be one of a very large percentage, and we are going to be stuck in sort of back and forth situation for a long time. I mean, we're already in our third lockdown. How many more is it going to take? And medically speaking, the cases have gone down, and of course, hospital admissions and deaths have gone down. But they did the same thing last time. This could happen again. We've seen it happen. The statistics speak for themselves. But by 2022, there is a high possibility that this may have all come down, but there is an even higher chance that this situation will repeat again and we'll probably go back into lockdown.
Agree. Yeah, well, we don't know about what's happening in the future, right? So, Rose, thank you so much for being here and answering my questions. And I'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you, bye.
Thank you. Right, that's it for today's news. Hope you enjoyed our news today. Also, a big appreciation to our guest, Rose Maria, for joining our talk today. And thank you for you who listened from the beginning to the end. Hope you find this interesting and helpful. Please come back for our next episode, and there will be many news coming up. Our next show will be still about COVID-19. However, it will be different as we will have many more interviews and invite many new guests. Thank you for listening to NBC News. Hope you have a brilliant day.